Now, how long have we actually seen this strange new rule in place where we see bureaucrats redacting the term Aboriginal from birth, death and marriage certificates?
That's not entirely clear to me. It's only just recently become apparent. The West Australian Registrar for Births, Deaths and Marriages put material, digitised archival material, birth certificates, etc., and it was put on online, and a person was doing their family history, genealogy, and looked it up online, found a birth certificate which said that their it was either grandmother or great-grandmother was Aboriginal. This was news to them, but they were very interested, and so they then applied to the department for a copy of the birth certificate. When they got the birth certificate, the word Aboriginal had been whited out. It just wasn't there. So this is when the press, the ABC, heard about the story. They contacted me, as well as being a professor of history at UWA. I'm also president of the History Council of Western Australia. And I had a discussion with, we have two Aboriginal representatives on our council, so we all had a discussion about it and agreed that we were quite shocked that this was happening, and as a result of this, you know, made a statement about it and are in the process of writing to the Registrar of Births, Deaths and Marriages, and also to the Attorney General, and to the it's the Attorney General's responsibility, that department comes under his ambit, but also to the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs, who happened, I mean, note, it's called Aboriginal Affairs, and this is Ben Wyatt, who's the current West Australian Treasurer as well, and he is Aboriginal himself, so if he didn't know about this, he certainly, you know, would have, I'm sure he would have views on that. It's really, it seems quite anachronistic. You know, it's a way of thinking that perhaps had more currency maybe in the 50s and 60s, but certainly not today. As far as I'm aware, talking with Aboriginal people, most people who have Aboriginal descent are very proud of that descent, and they certainly don't consider it offensive, but this is what the registrar believes it is.
Australia as a whole, white Australia at the very least, has already got a fair few problems with acknowledging its history when it comes to, you know, Indigenous Australians, our first Australians.
Yep.
You yourself have been very set against this measure, and other historians have said it is like tampering with history. So for a layperson, for a person that's not greatly involved with Aboriginal affairs or greatly involved with taking stock of Australia's history, can you explain to us why you see this as such a serious infraction?
Well, as you say, it is tampering with history. It's creating, I mean, I hate to use a Trump term, but it's creating fake history. You know, and so that is really quite a revisionist approach to history, and particularly something that is as linked to an individual as birth certificates. You know, it is our right to know about our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, you know, as far back as you want to go or you can go. So to think that you know, some bureaucrat is making the decision about what you can and can't know seems quite extraordinary. It's shocking, really.
And on that sort of same notion that I was just speaking of there, we do see notions of Aboriginality sometimes very cruelly, I think, debated in the public sphere. What makes somebody an Aboriginal as opposed to somebody else, depending on their descent.
Yeah.
So does this sort of complicate the acknowledgement of Aboriginality in the future? Does messing around with the past sort of complicate how we will see it in the future?
It does. I mean, you There would be. I mean, this is just one case, but it is one case that has alerted us to something that has been going on for many years, I'm sure. And so this has affected a large number of people. And people have the right to know their past and, you know, to take pride in their past. Now, it may be that maybe some people don't want to know this, but we have all got things in our past that we may or may not want to know, but we still, you know, that information still needs to be available to us. This is a little different, but I'll give you a similar example, a vaguely similar example at any rate. Back in the 1940s, the British government and the Australian government came to an arrangement whereby all the colonial records, Australian colonial records that were held in Britain, would be microfilmed and sent back to Australian government archives. So they all gradually came back. I mean, it took about 10 years because of this huge number of documents, etc., that had to be microfilmed. They came back to Australia, and people heard about this and wanted to know if they had any link with convict descent. So I know in the case of Western Australia, people contacted the State Records Office, and this information, which was there at that time, which would, you know, may have told them that their grandfather had been a convict, was denied to them. They, you know, it was, you know, for their own good kind of thing, they weren't told that they were of convict descent. Eventually, it all came out, and, you know, gradually more and more people came to know and take great pride in the fact that they were did have convicts in their ancestry. So, you know, it's a similar kind of thing. But that was back in the 50s and 60s that people were denied that information about a convict in your past. Now, you know, how many years later is that? It's a long while. Now, in 2018, we're being told you can't know if you have an Aboriginal person in your ancestry. It's crazy.
Utterly bizarre. Jenny, obviously a very interesting one to keep our eyes on. Really appreciate you joining us this morning and having a chat with us about this one.
That's a pleasure.